Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Idyas. Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey, Lama Maskirin Divri Hayachid Bein Hamerubin. Why do we often mention the Shita of a single Tana, together with the Shita of a Rabbim, of many Tanoim? Well, the Ein Halacha El Kedivri Hamerubin, the Halacha is like the Rabbim anyway. And for the Mishnah, She'im Yireh Beznes Divri Hayachid. Let's say in the future, a Bezdin will rule like the Shita of a single Tana and rely on him, even though it's against the Rabbim. The Yismach Halef, we're going to be Soymach on this one Shita. And that's how that Bezdin officially paskined. Another Bezdin can't come along and say, huh? That doesn't make any sense. We're overturning that ruling. No. She'ein Bezdin Yachal Levatl, Divrei Bezdin Chaveiroi. A Bezdin can't overturn the ruling of a previous Bezdin, atche godl mimenu bechachma, unless it is greater first in wisdom. What does it mean, greater in wisdom? Zakta batanur, the Rosh Yeshiva of the second Bezdin is greater in chachma than the Rosh Yeshiva of the first. Ubeminyan, what does minyan mean? Zakta batanur, that the amount of Talmidim in the second Yeshiva is more so than the Yeshiva of the first. One of the two is not good enough. If this second Bezin, they have a Rosh Yeshiva that's greater in Chachma, Avolai B'minyan, but they don't have more Talmidim. Or B'minyan, they have more Talmidim, Avolai B'chachma, they don't have that Rosh Yeshiva who's smarter than the previous Bezin. Any Yachal Vatl Devarav, they can't overturn the Psak of the previous Bezin that ruled like a Yachid. The only time the second Bezin will be able to do so would only be Achi Godl Mimenu B'chachma B'minyan, the Mishnah restating it, that they have to be greater both in wisdom and numbers. The sheet of the Ravid is, when we say over here, Godl mimenu b'chachma u'b'minyan, what does minyan mean? So we just said from the Batanura, minyan means the amount of Talmidim, or amount of members of the Bezdin, that are underneath the Rosh Bezdin. The Ravid says, no, minyan means the age of the Bezdin. In other words, it may be a later Bezdin, but it could be they happen to be older. The amount of years in their lives are more than the previous Bezdin. They're the ones that could be mevatel the words of an earlier Bezdin. Somehow the Bezdin that gave out the first Psak was a younger Bezdin, even though they gave out the Psak beforehand. The Rambam says we're not talking about any Bezdin over here. We're talking about the Sanhedrin. Now that's a problem, because what do you mean? Unless you learn like the Ravid. But if you learn Pashpshat, the Minya means more people. So every Sanhedrin had 71. How could the second Sanhedrin have more people? So they explain, according to the Rambam, that what it means is how many members of the second Sanhedrin agreed to turn over the Psak. Furthermore, the Rambam says that we're talking about the Rabbanans over here, not how to learn Pshat in a Pasuk. The Mefarshim explain that even though the Mishnah does give right to a later Bezdin to turn over the Psak of a previous Bezdin, if they're Godl Mimenu B'chachma B'minyan, but it was accepted in Klal Yisrael that Amirayim don't argue on Tanoim. Tanoim are the Talmidei Chachamim of the Mishnayis. And those who lived after the times of the Gemara don't argue on the Amirayim of the Gemara. And Achrayim don't argue on the Rishayim. Rishayim are the Tzaddikim that lived about 1,000 years ago, like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba. We go with a Mahalach that the previous Bezdin of previous generations were smarter than us and greater than us. So once again, many different Pshatim in our Mishnah, but basically the Mishnah says, why do we mention the Shita of a Yachid of a single Tana when the Halacha is not like him anyway? Because if a Bezdin should decide to paskin like that Tana, a later Bezdin can't turn over the ruling, lest they're greater than him, b'chachma u b'minyan.